Track 4. Unit 1. Listening 2. Emotional Nourishment.
Welcome back to our latest lecture in a series on health and society. Last week, we discussed diet and what we can do to make sure we are physically healthy. Today, I want to talk about another kind of nourishment that is equally important, emotional nourishment. We are going to discuss what emotional nourishment is and how it can impact our physical and mental health. Has anyone heard the term before?
No.
Well, in the same way that food nourishes the body and makes us physically healthy, there are several kinds of nourishment that can add to emotional health, mostly good feelings or positive emotions. For instance, love, help, support, or appreciation. These are not one-way relationships. In other words, I mean that we feel emotionally nourished if we get love, help, support, or appreciation. But I also think we feel nourished if we give love, help, support, or appreciation to others. To illustrate, let me give you an example. My daughter volunteers at the hospital. Her job is simple: sit with patients who have no visitors. She is paid nothing, yet always comes home happy. She feels just as good, if not better, about having given happiness as she does when receiving happiness. Emotional nourishment feels good. How does it work for emotions? Well, positive feelings nourish our emotional health. As we do good things and feel good about ourselves, our bodies release chemicals called endorphins and dopamine. These are the feel-good chemicals that provide us with a sense of well-being. But they also play a role in reducing stress. The better we feel, the stronger we are mentally and physically. Research has shown that happier people are generally healthier and less likely to suffer from minor infections like the common cold. In general, helping others is a good strategy for better health. However, we can't force someone to help us. And you never know if you're going to see someone who needs help. There are things I recommend you do to control emotional nourishment. For example, you can participate in an activity that relaxes you or that you find meaningful. You could get a pet. Pets need you, and they need your emotional involvement. Having a pet allows you to give another living thing positive emotions. And the companionship a pet offers should give you emotional nourishment, too. It is worth noting that emotional nourishment is temporary, though. You may feel good donating to a charity, but over time, the feeling will diminish. The key to emotional health is feeding yourself, just as you would by consuming food to physically nourish yourself. The right kind of emotional nourishment on a regular basis will help you feel stronger. On the whole, everyone is different when talking about emotional nourishment. Basically, none of us is exactly the same. It might take more for one person to increase his or her emotional nourishment. A strategy that works for one person, such as walking through an art gallery, might not work for someone else. That other person might not like art. That person might benefit from reading a book or talking with a friend. Do any of you like those things? Yes? Me too. What humans have in common is the need for emotional nourishment. It's important to note that emotional nourishment and physical nourishment are equally important. It's hard to be emotionally healthy when you feel unwell due to your diet. Likewise, it's hard to feel healthy when you're tired, unhappy, or stressed. I urge everyone to find a balance and make sure to nourish yourselves both physically and emotionally.